Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. New City signing Nathan Ake has revealed that he's looking forward to the challenge that awaits him following his £40 million switch from Bournemouth. Ake was relegated from the Premier League with the Cherries at the end of last season, but he still received praise for some of his individual performances. The 25-year-old stressed that he has already proved that he has the talent to succeed at the highest level. He said, "I have not signed for City thinking I can prove all the critics wrong. I have already proved to myself that I have the ability to play at the top level." Meanwhile, City are said to be in negotiations to add a Portuguese club to their CFG stable, just days after completing a deal to buy French outfit Troyes. City have approached Theodore Francesca, owner of Algarve-based Portimonense, after becoming the 11th club to join their portfolio. Francesca is in Abu Dhabi for talks about the proposed deal, having already rejected a £35 million offer for the club late last year. He has since stated that he wants just over £133 million to do business. And finally, Phil Foden said making his England debut had been a dream come true as he reflected on his international bow. The 20-year-old City midfielder was afforded his first start away to Iceland as club colleague Raheem Sterling's 89th minute penalty secured a priceless 1-0 win for the Three Lions. Foden produced a measured, encouraging display against a committed and well-organised Iceland side before making way midway through the second half. And he admitted it was an evening he would never forget, and he has set his sights on many more moments with the national side. That's all for now. We'll have more later.